So let's review. The pasuk says, "V'chiyinatzu anashim enagfu isha har b'yatzu yiladeha, anish yanish kasha yashis alav bal ha'isha." Reparations must be paid to the husband of a woman who miscarried due to an injury. The Gemara now delves into this topic. Zak the Mishnah, "Shershay miskaven lachaveri v'hika ese isha b'yatzu yiladeha." If an ox intended to injure another ox and inadvertently struck a pregnant woman, causing her to miscarry, "Patar midmei vladis." The owner is not obligated to pay for the loss of the fetus. The Gemara points out, "Afil neskavnu leisha nami patur midmei vladis." He's patur even if his ox intentionally injured the woman. However, the Mishnah used this expression to contrast with the following case of the Mishnah, which is the scenario described in the pasuk: "The adam shahi miskavnu lechaveroi v'hikas eisha v'yatsa yiladeha." If a person inadvertently struck the woman, mishal midmei vladis, he is liable for the value of the fetus. The Mishnah continues, "Ketzad mishal midmei vladis." How do we assess the value of the lost fetus? "Shamen ase isha, kama hi yafa ad shelo yalada, v'kama hi yafa misha yalada." He pays the difference in the value of an expectant woman and the woman who already gave birth. And as the Gemara adds, this includes both demei vladis v'shvach vladis. He's also liable for the added value of the woman due to the pregnancy which has now been lost. And this is part of the obligation of demei vladis. Rashi points out, however, "Kash gufa machmas hamaka benifchusu demeha hi nezik." A decreased value due to weakness from the injury is ordinary nezik and is paid separately. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, "Im kein misha isha yeledis misha bachas." The Gemara offers two interpretations of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel's challenge. "Bimevakeres." Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is referring to a woman's first pregnancy. The Mishnah cannot be referring to shvach vladis, the woman's value before and after the incident, because there would be no payment, since she is worth more after the birth than before the birth, because as Rashi explains, we don't know whether she will survive childbirth. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel therefore rules, "Elishamen esav vladis kamehen yofen v'noisen labal." We only assess demei vladis, the value of the fetus, and this amount he pays the husband. B'she'enim evakeres. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is referring to subsequent pregnancies. "V'chi isha l'misha yeledis mishabachas ve'en la'atzman b'shvach vladis klum." Her increased value is partially hers, and she should also receive a portion of the payment for shvach vladis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel therefore rules, "Shamin nezik b'fnei atzmai v'tzar b'fnei atzmai." He pays for the woman's injuries and for her pain separately. The husband receives the demei vladis, the value of the fetus. And the woman and her husband divide the amount of her decreased value. However, the Rabbanan hold, shvach vladis labal. The husband receives the entire payment because the pasuk says, v'nagfa isha har v'yotzu yiladeha. The superfluous word hara teaches us, shvach hiroyen labal. The payment for her increased value during the pregnancy is paid to the husband. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, however, derives from this pasuk, "La'olam ein lechayiv ad sheiken the keneged beis ha'irayin." One is only liable for striking her torso, which directly affected the fetus, "Lafuki yad v'regel," as opposed to striking her hands or feet, even if it indirectly caused her to miscarry. The Mishnah continues, "Vim ein la bal noisen liyarshav." If her husband is deceased, his heirs receive the demei vladis. If she was an emancipated maidservant or convert, typically married to another emancipated slave or convert, and so her husband did not have any heirs, he's not liable for the demei vladis. Rabbi explains, this is only true if she was injured before her husband's death, because zacha b'hu ger, v'zacha b'hu minager. The husband acquired the payments, and now that he died, the assailant acquired the payment from the husband, the ger, because he has no heirs. However, chava ba la'achar mises ager, if the injury occurred after her husband's death, zach yila ihi begavayu u'mechayiv l'shlumi la ledida, she acquired the rights to the potential payment for the fetus, and the assailant must now pay her. However, Rav Chisda disagrees. Atu vladis tsrari ninu? A fetus is not an object of value that can be acquired. Rather, isid labal zach l'rachmana, lesa labal loy. If the husband is alive, the Torah awards him these payments. If the husband is not alive, the assailant is not liable because there is no one to award it to. The Gemara seeks to establish that this is a machlekes tanoim of two brises. both agree to Bas Yisrael, Shenisis Leger Benes Abra Mimeno, V'chavol Bo B'chaya Hager, Noisin Demei Vlodes Leger. If a woman married a convert, conceived, and was struck and miscarried, her husband receives the value of the fetus. However, La'achar Mises Hager, if the injury occurred after her husband's death, there's a machlekes. One brisa says chayiv, the assailant is liable, apparently because zachsa she acquired these rights, while another brisa states pater, he's not liable, presumably because lo zachsa she did not acquire this right. The Gemara explains that Rabba's opinion, which concurs with the first brisa in that chayiv because zachsa, certainly cannot be reconciled with the second brisa, which says pater, and there must be a machlekes. However, Rav Chizda's opinion, which concurs with the second brisa in that pater, because lo zachsa, can be reconciled with the first brisa, which says chayiv. And the Gemara suggests two alternate explanations. The brisa is referred to shvach vlodis, the woman's increased value. And harabban and harab shimon ben gamliel. The first brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben gamliel, that mechayim is la palga. When the husband is alive, she receives part of the payment. Therefore, achamisa kule. When the husband is not alive, she receives the entire amount. Because Shaycha Yadda Begavayu, she shared in the Shvach Vlodis while he was alive. While the second brisa follows the opinion of the Rabbanan that even Mechayim Lesla, even when her husband is alive, she does not receive a share in Shvach Vlodis. Therefore, La'achar Misa Lesla, when her husband is not alive, she certainly does not receive the Shvach Vlodis because Lo Shaycha Yadda Begavayu, she never shared in it. Alternately, Havahar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kam Shvach Vlodis, Kan Bidmei Vlodis. The first brisa holds him liable for shvach vlodis, while the second brisa exempts him from dmei vlodis because lo shaycha yada begavayu, she did not share in the dmei vlodis in her husband's lifetime. The Gemara now addresses other scenarios involving nichse hager. As mentioned earlier, the property of a deceased convert who left no heirs is hefker, ownerless, and the first person to make a proper kinyan acquires the given property. The Gemara therefore asks, Hamachzik b'shtareisiv shalger, if someone takes hold of a loan document of a deceased convert, Adaite da'aruhu d'machzik u'ba'aru holo achzik, did he intend to perform a kinyan on the land indebted to the loan, and he cannot do so by grabbing the document? B'shtara nami loikana d'lav daite ashtara, and he also did not acquire the paper itself because he did not intend to do so, or Daite nami ashtara lotzo pitzluchusav. He also intends to acquire the paper to use for wrapping, and this kinyan is effective. Another scenario. Mashkoyne shal Yisrael biyad ger umes hager, uvo Yisrael achar v'hechzik boy. If a convert died, and he had collateral of a Yisrael in his possession, and another Yisrael then grabbed the collateral, mitzin oisei miyadai, we confiscated from him because kivin de misle ger, pakale shibude. The lien is terminated at the time of his death, and it belongs to the original owner. However, Mashkoyne shal ger biyad Yisrael umes hager, uvo Yisrael achar v'hechzik boy. If a convert died and left collateral in the possession of a Yisrael, and another Yisrael took it, zeh kana keneged ma'esav, v'zeh kana sashar. The creditor retains the amount of the loan, and the other person acquired the rest, provided that less than b'chatzeroi d'loy kana. The collateral was not on the creditor's property at the time of the convert's death, but if it was on his property, chatzer shel adam kain le'shlemidaitai, his property would automatically acquire all of it on his behalf.